What's up, family? It is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it is Friday. You are kicking it with your girl, Niche. And each and every Friday, we are going to dive into some really interesting topics. So now, I'm going to be introducing No Tea, No Shade, which is my personal favorite, where we talk about topics that we just want addressed. And we want you to know that we just keeping it real. And it's absolutely no tea or no shade. But we need you to get the picture. And then we'll have That Time I, where I tell you a story. It might be funny, it might make you cry, but either way, we are just gonna get into some real diverse topics. And that last week, we are gonna do Hypothetically Speaking, where I pull out a topic and we talk about how I would feel about that topic hypothetically if it had happened to me. So thank you guys for tuning in. If this is your first time, let's get into it. You already know it's Make It Make Sense. What's up, family? So this week we are gonna do No Tea, No Shade body odor. Ooh, just the name, just to say that. So listen, y'all, listen, no tea, no shade, but I need y'all to know that hygiene is important, okay? And that is for women, men, and child. So listen, first of all, let's not ignore the fact that we are growing adults, right? And I live in Florida, so it's really hot here. It's really humid as well. I need you to know that deodorant is important. Now, if you want your natural kick and you like coconut oil over Secret, I don't care. Just make sure that it works. You know, don't be out here making us miserable because your armpits smell like onion rings. Like, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay. It's too hot. We already fighting Corona. We are battling real life situations. I don't want to smell your onion ring armpits, okay? So, natural or not, put the deodorant on, whatever that is for you. Whatever that means for you, I need you to do that. But I'm not going to ignore the fact that some of you guys, you know, really have natural body odors. I don't know why that would possibly be a thing, but it is a thing. So, I've heard and understood. And that's okay. If you have a natural body odor, just do what you can and not make it worse. I mean, shower accordingly. Ladies. Rewind. Back it up. Okay. Ladies, deodorant is necessary. Okay. But also, let's make sure that we are caring for our vaginas. Okay. Take care of that lady because, you know, you need her. So if you need her to do what she's supposed to do and do it correctly, I need you to take care of her. That means let's not put harsh things on our vaginas. Not all this, what do you call that? Summer's Eve. Summer's Eve should be banned, okay? Should not be putting that on your vagina. You should not be dishing your vagina. You have a self-cleaning situation down there. Let her do the work. Let her do her thing, but also make it easy for her. Like, let's not make it hard. Let's not throw off our pH balance. Drink water, ladies. Drink water. It is important. You know, take probiotics. That's important. If you don't want to do like pills and things like that, eat yogurt. Just do some things that are naturally healthy for you that your vagina will thank you for. Keep your lady garden safe. You know, cotton underwear, ladies. I know a lot of us like to wear our silk panties and all of those little sexy ensembles that we have in our closets and in our lingerie drawers like myself. It's okay to wear those things, but just, you know, put those things on when, like, a couple minutes before if you can. Throw them on real quick and because they're coming off anyway shortly after that. So, you know, throw those things on real quick, then get them taken off and do away with that for that situation. Yeah, definitely still be sexy, but also a clean vagina is a sexy vagina, okay? One that does not smell like seafood. You know, we don't want to do that. That ain't cute. You want somebody to be happy to play on your playground. I want you to make it a welcoming playground for them. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Also, it's not just the front, ladies. It's the back, too. Your back can be rancid. You want to take care of that as well. If you are washing in the shower and you put your hand back there and bring it all the way up to your nose and it don't smell right, you're not done yet. Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep wash that thing. Make sure that it is clean, because today's generation, we are on this exploration tip. We're gonna explore some places and so on and so forth that we normally probably would not have back in, like, 2000. But okay, whatever. But if, since we're here now, let's make sure that we are taking care of that. What else? Oh, brush your teeth. Floss. Floss is important. Brushing your teeth is important, because when you're talking to me, I don't want you to melt my face with your hot breath and bad breath at that. Like, I hate to be hit on by somebody that has bad breath. Like, I can't even, I don't care how fine you are, I don't care how good you look, I can't even get past the fact that I can't breathe around you. And that's necessary. Like, if I ain't breathing, I'm dead. So I definitely need to be able to breathe. So I need you to make that easier for me. Make it easier for you. Let me tell you how you know your breath is bad. Because right now, I'm gonna say about 90% of us are wearing masks right now. So you know your breath stink before I know your breath stink. So if I smell it through that mask, oh my gosh, seek help. Seek help at this point, because listen, if I got on the mask, you got on the mask, and I still smell your breath, I got a problem with that. You should have a problem with that. I don't even see how you standing up, but you are. So listen, get some help for that. And I'm not being mean, and I'm trying to make light of the situation, but it really is serious, guys. Like, really take care of your body hygiene. And listen, I'm not done. Men, listen, if you don't want a manscape, I need you to keep that area clean as well. Like, I don't want to see balls of dirt and tissue intertwined in your pubic hair. Like, it's gross, it's disgusting. Take care of that. Wash it, clean it. Ladies, if you are with a having a situation where you are having sex with one individual and your pH balance is continuously thrown off, take some time to look at your partner. Okay, look at your partner, because semen and other things that come off of males and your sexual partners can definitely throw off your pH balance. After you have sex as well, ladies, make sure you try to get up and urinate. It is important. Don't let that stuff sit up there inside of you. Definitely try to get it all out so you can, let that vagina be clean and free and, doing its thing. So help her help you. My brothers, help him help you. Wash under your balls, okay? Because they stink. They be musty sometimes. Y'all sweating, they dangling. Help us out, please. Please help us out. Because ain't nothing worse than a fine brother with musty balls. Well, I guess there could be worse things, but that's not the point. The point is, listen, let's all make each other happy by being clean. Clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness, okay? And cleanliness is so attractive. Like, if you smell good, I'm a sucker for that. Like, I'm a sucker for a person that smells good. Like, I have smelled some colognes in my day. And listen, that can get you a conversation with me. Smelling good. Like, I'm not gonna say you're gonna get my number. I'm not gonna even say that I'm gonna think about you after I walk off. But just because you smell good, I might offer you some conversation. So let's just keep that in mind. And ladies as well, it's okay to do your Bath and Body Works thing. I love Bath and Body Works personally, but not on my vagina though. Like, let that shower gel and all that stay where it's at. Like, or if you use it, just don't put it on your vagina. Like, be careful with that, because that stuff can really throw off your pH balance as well. But I understand, we're women, we like to smell good. Smelling good for me is like at the top of the, like, I have to smell. I don't care if I'm going to the gas station, grocery store, I'm gonna smell like I'm about to go on somebody rich lady interview, period. Okay? Because you have to think about what you're gonna attract. If you take care of yourself you put out this positive energy, you're going to get that back. But if you don't care about yourself, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to attract people that don't care about themselves, that are not clean, that are not positive people. And you don't want that. So be what you want to attract. That is the message of tonight. Like, be all of that. Be the woman that you want your man to be. Be the man that you want your woman to be. You know what I'm saying? And that just depends on personal preference. You know, whether you want someone that can meet you halfway, or whether you want someone that's just going to let you do you while you do each other. You know, it's up to you. I can't judge you. You know, no shade there. I definitely can't judge you. But I need hygiene. Hygiene is so important. And when you sit down, like, don't be that air when you sit down. It have a smell sometimes if you're not together. Like, don't hard sit down by me and you know you smell like Long John Silver's. Like, I'm not happy with that. Like, don't do that. That's so rude. How dare you sit by me smelling like that? Like, if I'm gonna respect your space, respect my space. Take care of your hygiene. And that's no tea or no shade. That's just really, I just want you guys to do better. Because I have seen and been in some situations, even in the grocery store, where you too close and breathing down my neck and you smell horrible. I'm gagging. I am gagging as I'm trying to pay for my groceries that I almost don't even want because you breathing on them. You know, and if you got some dental problems and you don't have insurance, I sympathize with you. I do. I really do. Same thing if you got some health issues down below, whatever those might be. But listen, y'all, it's some clinics out here that might work with you that's based on your income. Don't let that stop you. Take care of yourself as much as you can, because if you don't take care of you, who's going to do it? You know, especially if you have kids and you are their sole provider, definitely take care of you, because these kids need you. They are depending on you. They're looking at you. So try to do what you can to, you know, let them know that you're going to be here for the long haul, and be something that they can look up to. If you're not cleaning yourself appropriately, then you can't expect that your daughters or your sons are going to do that, because they don't have any guide for how to do that. So be that guide for them. Be that guide for them. And also just be better to yourself. That's the realness. Like, that's the real, real. Be real to yourself. Be good to yourself. Cherish yourself. Take care of yourself. Pamper yourself. I don't care if it's just 30 minutes that you can sneak away to the shower and you just in there talking to yourself and meditating and breathing and woosah. I don't care. Do that if you have to. Because I know how it is to just be in a mode of all you do is work. All you do is try to hold things together so much so that you don't really try much to hold yourself together. And listen, you can't do anything else if you're not here. So, yeah, take care of your hygiene, people. And listen, family to family, friend to friend, right? If you have a friend that does not have good hygiene, be a friend. Okay, be a friend and have a conversation with them. And don't do that in a mean way. This is your friend. And as your friend, you are responsible for looking out for them when they are not able to, or when they can't see it or understand it or hear it. That is your job to be their eyes and ears and nose if you have to. It's your job. You're part of that family. Okay? And yes, I said family, friend, family, all that. That's your job. So be there for your friend. Be a good friend. Don't let your friend go half-stepping or slipping or whatever the case may be. But yeah, y'all, till next time, just definitely take care of your hygiene. If you're not sure if you have something going on, reach out to your primary care physician. If you're having a problem with your pH balance, definitely think about what you're taking in, what you're consuming, and what you are putting on that thing, okay? Till next week, guys. It's been real. Thank you so much for coming and kicking it with me. If this is your first time here, thank you so much for being here. And if you are a returning listener, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for kicking it each and every week. I'm out.